Alex Van Pelt, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're doing well. We've been discussing some of the struggles of getting the offense going. You guys right now are 31st in scoring, 32nd in passing yards per game. Is that good enough, and how do we get that fixed?
Yeah, obviously not good enough. You know, obviously not good enough at all. We're looking for more production there for sure. You know, trying to find ways to be more explosive in the pass game is an area that we've worked on here the last few weeks. And we need to see that moving forward. We need to find production in the pass game. You know, last week it was a little bit of a challenge with the personnel, with Bosa, you know, and our young tackle. So we had to be, you know, not hold the ball long, and that results in short passes. So that could contribute to that as well. But we got to find ways to push the ball down the field to be more productive and explosive in the pass game for sure.
You know, going back to last week, you guys were moving it on the first possession, picked up a couple of first downs on third down, and you got it to the 49er 41-yard line, and it was third and three, didn't get it, and then you end up punting. Try to draw him offside, then you end up punting. On that third and three, did you already communicate with Mayo at that point that, hey, if we don't get it here, we're going to punt, or were you maybe hoping to go for it on fourth down there?
Yeah, no, that's a decision that gets made upstairs, you know, through Coach Mayo and the guys in charge of the analytics portion of that. Felt like early in the game, you know, on the road, take the punt, try to pin them back and play defense. So, you know, I do get the information when we are going to go for it in those situations, but that was not a situation that we were going to make that decision.
How the hard count is something that we've honed in on. You guys went hard count there on fourth down. That seems like something that certainly worked in the Cincinnati game against the Bengals. Maybe it hasn't worked as well the past couple of games. Do you feel like that's something maybe teams feel more ready for as we've gone into the first month of the year?
Yeah, no, we've used it for sure early in the first few games. We did have a chance there. The three techniques to the left side did lurch across, and we could have reached out and touched them. So we're still growing and learning in those situations. I would like to have seen them have to make a call whether he was in the neutral zone or not. We were going to take the delay and punt it, so we could have gone ahead and reached out there and tried to draw the first down with the free five.
You know, Ramondre Stevenson's fumble issues have obviously been a big topic of conversation this week. Four fumbles in four games, losing fumbles in consecutive games. Last week he sat for a series and then came back in. Is that Coach Mayo telling you, all right, we got to sit this guy down? Is that your decision? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a team decision. Coach Mayo drives that. Obviously, he's the head coach. Fully support it. We can't put the ball on the ground, and Ramondre would be the first one to tell you that. You know, hopefully that's the last time it hits the ground this year. But he understands that he's got the hopes and dreams of the organization in his hands when he's carrying it. And there's, you know, job security. Ball security is job security. So, you know, that's a good player that needs to clean up his mechanics and fundamentals and ball security for sure.
I've always been curious about, you know, especially in game, obviously no player is trying to fumble. And so when you take him out, sure. Like, is that going to be like, now he's not going to fumble because we took him out? I'm not even saying you guys. I'm saying like around the league, you see him. Like, how do you then sort of teach not fumbling? Like, I know, it, you know, Tiki Barber and Amon Green were famous guys that fumbled. They changed their whole approach to it, and then they kind of stopped fumbling. But, like, in the middle of a game, in the middle of a season, like, how do you guys really coach no more fumbles?
Yeah, it may not happen in the middle of the game. Obviously, the urgency of not putting the ball down, that's evident. It's the work that we do during the week. You know, you add ball security circuits into your practice to work the fundamentals of ball security, and that's what we're doing moving forward.
Is that something that impacts play calling in any way? Like knowing that maybe there's a risk of a player who's put it on the ground more?
No, it can't. It's part of the game. You know, hopefully, like I said before, it stops. But you can't, as a play caller, think that you have an opportunity or a chance you're going to fumble the football.
And we should expect him to have a role on Sunday, Ramondre?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Alex Van Pelt, Patriots offensive coordinator here on Patriots Friday.
You guys have dealt with a ton of injuries, obviously, especially up front. David Andrews, the most recent and maybe the most devastating blow out for the season. Does no David Andrews all year impact the Drake May plan that you guys had going into the season?
Not at this point. I think we have a plan in place, and we're sticking with that right now. David is a huge loss for us, not just for the player, but for the person and the leadership that he brings to that offense. You know, those are big shoes to fill. We're going to have to fill it with multiple people. You know, Nick's done a good job when he came in last week, and, you know, he's been trained in that position and expect him to step in, next man up mentality. But losing David is a big loss for us offensively.
He's part of the leadership structure in New England, has been for a long time. There was an in-house report from the Patriots that the locker room is teetering on a mutiny. How do you feel about the characterization of that report and the team's locker room?
Yeah, I stand in front of those guys every day. I don't feel it or see it. Nobody's addressed me with any of those issues. It's like any family. People aren't always happy. My daughters aren't always happy when I spend more time with one than the other. So it's in-house. Obviously, there's frustration. We're all frustrated. And the best way to clear that up is to get a win on Sunday.
So you mentioned the frustration. We've seen some of that. We talked to Devon Godshall on Monday here on Jones and Keefe. He mentioned that some players on that side of the ball maybe have been selfish getting away from the coaching points. We've seen frustrated receivers. Jalen Polk, Pop Douglas apologized to NBC Sports Boston for the way he's kind of carried himself. That's just your run-of-the-mill typical frustration. Guys frustrated with the three straight losses. That is not frustration with play calling, quarterback play, the decision at quarterback. You view it as more run-of-the-mill frustration.
Absolutely. I've been on a million teams, and I've seen it happen. When you're not winning, there's people that feel like they need to contribute more to win. That's very common. Don't see it as an alarming. The alarming part is that we need to be more productive in the pass game, regardless of who gets the ball or how we do that. That's to me is the most important thing.
Is it right now that is the bigger issue, Jacoby Brissett not having enough time, or is it Jacoby Brissett not getting the ball out quick enough?
That's an odd question. I think it's a combination. There's times when we call three-step and we're still getting some hits on the quarterback, which we shouldn't. And the last week, the emphasis for us offensively was to get the ball out because of those issues. So it changes week to week, but I don't think it's a Jacoby thing. I think it's all of us together, 11 guys on the field. One guy misses, and it looks worse than it is. So there's good stuff going on, though. I'm really optimistic and happy with where I see this growth and development of this offense. We're doing some good things. That was a tough team on the road, and we fought all the way to the end to the last snap. Guys played hard. We're playing the right way. Our play style is where we need it to be. We just have to make plays.
Would you say that it's for the quarterback play? Is it trending in the wrong direction, or do you not see it that way?
I don't see it that way.
Okay.
But you're happy with the quickness of Jacoby getting the ball out, because that it did seem like,
again, this is schematics. When you go up against a team that has a pass rusher like Bosa and a player making his first start at left tackle, you do have to do things to protect him as the player, as the quarterback as well. So some of the play calls were shorter, quicker, get the ball out of your hand type of plays. We helped him as much as we could. I think Bosa had one QB hit and one sack, and that was the last play of the game.
The one thing that I know you were asked about yesterday in your press conference with the full media is the lack of motion at the snap that you guys involve in your offense right now. There is some motion, identifying things in the defense, creating a leverage to one side of the formation or the other. Is that something you would like to implement more of, motion at the snap?
Yeah, we motion with intent here. So if there's a reason to motion, we'll motion. Oftentimes we do it in the run game to set fronts the way we like them. I'd have to look at the statistics and you tell me the numbers on how often we motion compared to the rest of the league. I don't feel like it's something that we have to do unless we need to do it.
Well, the motion at the snap is low. So when you see other teams doing that, do you feel like that's not motioning with intent? Like the Miami, for instance, that's not motioning with intent?
Yeah, that's the way they run their system. They're a fast motion team out of bunches into bunches and things like that. We do have that. It's just, when do we decide we need to use that to help us to get an advantage?
Now, you talked a lot about the San Francisco defense and going up against a guy like Bosa. What kind of challenge does the Miami defense present on Sunday?
Yeah, they're stingy. This is a defense, obviously, have a lot of experience going against the style of defense, with the defensive coordinator coming from Baltimore. They have a very good blitz package. They're very active with their linebackers. Obviously, they have an elite corner on the edge. It's an all-pro player. They present a lot of challenges for you. Again, they're very pressure-oriented, first and second down especially. You're going to get almost 50% pressure on those snaps. So we have to be in tune with that and be able to block up their pressure looks.
Okay, he's Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. Patriots and Dolphins on Sunday in Foxborough. Alex, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you down the line this season.
Great. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.